How can you have an intense sexual life and being productive at the same time? That is a question that came yesterday. We were having a gathering with my group of Inglés para Cholos, and our friend Máximo asked me that question because before having the reunion, I had a relationship, a love time before the reunion, and he asked me that, how do you handle to have all the activities, right? The Inglés para Cholos, the supplement business, the social media, the YouTube channel, and at the same time have time for women. Because we know that for many guys, women are the weak point, are the reason why they get distracted. So how can you have love and at the same time keep focus in your objective? We are going to check that on this episode. But before, friendly reminder, if you want to take your life to the next level, inglesparacholos.com. And if you want to work directly with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23 986. Let's start by saying that we need rules and standards, conditions that are going to keep us productive. So even if you like the woman a lot, you can never break your standards and your rules. And let me share you three or four things that we need to consider. The first is the dating. How many times, let's say that you meet a woman, you exchange WhatsApp with her, and then maybe you ask her to go on a date, or maybe she asks you to date one day. So let's say you say, okay, Saturday, 7 p.m., okay? So the same day in the morning, you text her to confirm the date, right? And you ask her, are we going to see each other at 7? And she said, yes, of course. And suddenly, 20 minutes before the date, she disappeared, or sometimes she canceled at the last time. Now, why she's doing that? Some people will say because she had an emergency, and maybe it's true. Maybe she had an emergency. But most of the time, what happened with women is that they want to feel special. So that's why they make plans with 5 or 10 guys at the same time. So they want to feel desire. They want to see their WhatsApp or their DMs full of guys trying to go out with her. That is something that increases their ego. Now, if there is a woman, I'm sure there are some women following this podcast. Usually, women following this podcast are smart. So this advice is not for her. But for other women, maybe. If a woman do that shit, it's not special because most of the women do the same shit. So how can you counter that problem as a man? What we have to do is we need to keep doing our activities. So if the woman show up, okay, cool. And if she doesn't show up, no problem because we were doing something anyway. So let me show you two methods. One is when I make women come to my house. Most of the time you want women to come to your place because that is the safe move. What I do here, for example, I'm cleaning my WhatsApps, I'm writing the scripts, and I tell the woman to come to my house. If she doesn't show up, no problem, because I continue doing my activities. But what happens if you have to go and meet her in a mall, for example, un centro comercial? If you have to go to a mall, what I do always is, because you know sometimes women don't understand punctuality. They appear whenever they want. So if we say 8 p.m., I will go to the mall and maybe first I go to the supermarket and buying the stuff. So by the time that she shows up, I'm already doing something. The last thing that you want is waiting like huevonazo, waiting like motherfucker, and she never shows up. Two extra things related to dating is that we need to block time. And that is something that I haven't seen many men doing. Many men, when they go on a date with a woman, they believe, okay, the date is going to finish whenever it feels like finish. But that is a bad way to attack your dating life. Why? Because sometimes you cannot expand the date too much. The longer you expand the date, sometimes it becomes boring. So you need to try to keep it as short as possible. For me, a nice window of time, if I already know the woman, is like 2 hours or 3 hours. And if it's like something special, maybe 4 maximum. But more than that is not a good idea. We have to do stuff. And also let's remember that it's like a nice meal. When you eat something that you like it, you don't want to eat too much because if you overdo things, now they are not that cool. That's why a big no-no for me is the sleepover. Las amanecidas with your couple, amanecidas, sleepover, that is a big no-no. And the last thing relating to dating is move when there is low traffic. The last thing that you want is have to go and pick the woman up from their house. Let's say like a Friday night or a Saturday night where the traffic is very dense. You don't want that thing. If you can make the woman take a taxi to come to your place or to a place nearby, it's better. So try to avoid traffic because that is a big problem. Remember this, the hour of your time is valuable. I don't know how much is the value of your time, but always don't think about your current value. Think about your future value. So if now you're making 50 soles per hour, imagine that you're making 200 soles per hour. So anytime that you have to pick a woman and you are in the traffic, think, I'm losing 200 soles. So try to be smart in the way that you handle your time. That is the first. All this shit that I mentioned to you is the dating advice. Before continue, friendly reminder, please spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta if they want to level up their English and also their sexual life. Let's go to the next one, that is the texting. The texting, I'm talking about WhatsApp, I'm talking about DMs or any kind of social media. I was checking a study of how to live longer, about longevity. And they were saying that if you want to live longer, people think about diet, people think about exercise. But there are other factors that also increase your longevity. One is purpose, the other is having friends. And in having friends is spending more than 6 hours per day in front of people that you enjoy spending time with. Spending time in real life, not on social media. And nowadays, most of the people spend more than 6 or 8 hours glued to their cell phone screen. So we need to switch that. And also part of switching that is reducing the texting with your future sexual partners or your future girlfriends. I only use WhatsApp. I don't use DM for anything. If I find a woman on Instagram, if she texts me, I always send her to WhatsApp because DM is a waste of time. But even on WhatsApp, we only use WhatsApp to schedule appointments, para agendar citas, maybe for sending a joke, you know, occasionally, once per week, you know. But the last thing, something that is like a huge, a huge no-no, is keep texting all the time with the woman. If you are texting all the time with the woman, you are not increasing your points. You are telling her that you don't have shit to do, and that's why you are able to be glued to your WhatsApp all day long. Some people will say that, no, you really care about her because you're responding fast. No, believe me. The people that make their time be respected by other people are the ones that have the best results. So I don't know how many times you go to your WhatsApp to reply your messages. I try to reply my messages every 2 hours or when it's high season, every 1 hour. But I'm not checking my cell phone every 3 minutes. Just by having blocks of times where you reply your WhatsApp messages, you will see how your productivity increase. And always reply your messages on PC. I don't know why when you have a keyboard, you are smarter to answer. When you do it by the cell phone, also you are uncomfortable. You try to do it fast, so sometimes you reply dumb shit. Reply comfortable from your computer, okay? Now, let's go to the next one, that is vices. Vices, what is vices? Vicios. Many men start doing drugs or alcohol, marijuana, weed, even cocaine, because the partner that they are interested in start to do those things. So I will talk about alcohol, because that is kind of the most popular one. I don't drink alcohol, but I have wine in my house. Whenever a woman comes to my house, I invite her wine, but I don't drink. Now, what happens if she's a motherfucker and she says, no, I'm not going to drink if you don't drink. I don't drink and she can go out. That is my condition. Maybe in your case you drink, but you have a limit, right? Always try to have a limit. That thing that sometimes women want to push you to keep drinking and you say, I'm going to drink more to impress her. You are not impressing her because she's using your ego against you. She's weaponizing your ego. And even worse, if you have later to take her back to her house. Something extra here with the alcohol. I'm talking about alcohol. There are many other drugs that you can ask yourself. But the moment that your sexual life is connected with a vice is a problem. Because what it means, if you have, for example, the minimum that you will have is 2 sexual encounters per week. 2 encuentros sexuales. So if you are going to drink alcohol on each sexual encounter, that means being drunk twice per week. And that is going to reduce not only your productivity, but it's going to destroy your sleep pattern, tu patrón de sueño. So your life will be harder. And that is also expensive, even worse if you have to go to drink to a bar. So just remember, keep control your vices. And one big vice, now that I'm thinking about it, is also eating. if your sexual life is connected with restaurant, you are screwed because you are going to get fat. As we know, food in restaurants is not the best. And just two extra things before wrapping this podcast. Maybe I will record this in Spanish because I think this podcast has potential and many people will need it. So also for the average people that doesn't speak English, I will record it in Spanish on Sunday maybe. We need to have the no-no places. What are the no-no places? Places that you will never go. Never, 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 never. In my case are clubs, discotecas. Going to clubs, there's no way for me to win in a club. Even if I score with a woman, I will still have to go late to sleep. One. Second, everything is expensive. Third, I cannot leave if I want. And if I leave, I cannot come back. So I have my claustrophobia. No fucking way. I don't go to clubs. The other one is I don't go to reunions where I cannot leave whenever I want. So if you are going with another person and the reunion is, I don't know, Cineguilla or a place that is far away, you have to leave the reunion where everybody else is leaving the reunion. And if you don't like the reunion, you are fucked. Now you are stuck there. So also that is a no-no for me. That will vary. Each person is different. But try to analyze your dating life, your sexual life. And remember, in which places I have more success and in which places I waste my time. Try to spend more time in the places where you have more success. And the last thing is we need to control our expenses. This is something that I have shared with you many times, but it's that you cannot spend more than 5% of your income. 5%, yeah? That is a good amount of money if you want to spend on dating. I know people that they spend one full paycheck in one date. I know people that they earn, I don't know, 1,000 soles and in one date they can spend 400 soles between restaurant and hotel. That is stupid. You don't want to be that person. Maximum, you want to spend 5% of your income. So if you are making, I don't know, if you are making 5,000 soles, you can spend 5% of that. If you are making 1,000 soles, you cannot spend more than, let's say, like 100 soles per week. So you need to be smart in the way that you handle your sexual life. And understand that some women don't need money to be impressed. Some women just want good company. Some women just want good conversation. I have a friend that his technique is he picked the woman with the motorcycle. He take the woman to the Costa Verde, to Macaja. I see the guy with different women all the time. And from Macaja, he take the woman to his house. So that is his method. Try to design a system that doesn't require you to put money on or put as little as money as possible. For example, my system is inviting the woman to my house. Most of the time, I give a fat burner for free to the woman. I invite her a bottle of wine. Between the fat burner and the bottle of wine, I spend less than 100 soles and I don't have to move from my house. That is my system. You will find your own system. But remember, your system has to be as efficient as possible. The last thing that you want to do, and this is a common mistake that I see many people doing, is they take the woman to a bar. Each cocktail is 30 soles. The woman drinks 3 cocktails, just 90 soles in cocktail, and sometimes that doesn't even escalate to a kiss. So imagine, that is even worse. So you don't want to spend in something that you are not sure is going to work. We can learn something from the Europeans. The European men are smart. We have to learn. What the European men do? They take the woman for hiking. What is hiking? They go walking with the woman. They spend time doing a hobby with the woman. So first they meet the woman and then they spend the money. Never the opposite. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Try to ask yourself what conditions or what standards you need to set up to protect yourself from doing that mistake when you are dating a woman. And as you can imagine, Uncle Balta also makes some mistakes. I remember one of my biggest mistakes was back then at the beginning of the 2020, I think. I date a woman and I never drink. And I remember she was next to me and I said, I'm going to drink three bottles of beer. And the next day my liver was like shit because when you do steroids, you cannot drink alcohol. And I couldn't sleep for one full week. So remember this, like whenever you make a mistake, there is another man that is not making that mistake. And he's increasing his value. When the higher value that you have, the less that you need to negotiate with women in the future for having sexual encounters. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to contact me, you can send me a WhatsApp to +51 9890 23986.